The ANC in Gauteng has expressed concern over what they call antagonistic attacks by racist and right-wing groups on Gauteng ANC chairperson Panyaza Lesufi. The Provincial Executive Committee says Lesufi is among the ANC leaders who sacrificed their youth and were unfairly detained fighting for liberation. AfriForum is demanding an apology from Lesufi after he stated that organizations such as AfriForum, Freedom Front Plus and others want to see, you know, apartheid policies return. Now, and want to defend a certain race and language. Nonetheless, we speak now to the ANC's Gauteng spokesperson, Lesego Magabule. Lesego, very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Morning to you and morning to your listeners, and thanks for having us.
So where does the ANC's chairperson, Mr. Lesufi, stand on this matter? Is he still standing by his remarks, or has he been quoted out of context? What's his perspective?
The provincial chairperson of the ANC, Comrade Panyaza, is not going to apologize to racists. He's not going to apologize. They are not going to get any apology. They are not going to get any apology from the ANC. They are not going to get an apology from the peace-loving people of South Africa, who will not stand by and allow the demon of racism to continue to raise his head. There's nothing wrong and nothing untoward the provincial chairperson of the ANC, Comrade Panyaza Lesufi, said or did. Nothing.
Does the chairperson of the ANC believe that AfriForum and Freedom Front Plus and the like are racist? The argument that seems to be made in their defense is that if they come out promoting a certain race or a language, that is not necessarily racist. What's his position on that particular issue? Does he believe them to be racist?
The belief of the African National Congress, the ANC, which the provincial chairperson of the ANC, Comrade Panyaza Lesufi, speaks on its behalf and defends its policies, is that any group that organizes itself to retain artifacts, symbols, and anything that continues to advance the dark days of apartheid, that in itself is racist. The biggest problem started when, in his capacity as the MEC of Education, went to a school in Tshwan in Pretoria, renamed the school from the H.F. Verwoerd War School to Ritondale High School there in Pretoria. That's where the problem started, because they went to as far as organizing, going to court and all sorts of things, because they see H.F. Verwoerd as a custodian of their history, as a custodian of their racist ideology of apartheid. And that's why the problem started. That's where all these things come from. He's being isolated and attacked as a person because he's been unapologetic about the renaming of such schools, which actually are able to actually divide our society and do all those sort of things. And that's why we're not going to apologize.
So, if I understand you correctly, the ANC's issue is not with Afrikaans as a language or those who advocate for the preservation of the Afrikaans language and the culture of Afrikaners. It's got more to do with, as you say, the artifacts and the symbols of apartheid, like wanting to preserve the name of Verwoerd.
Yes, we don't have any problem with any language. We don't have a problem with all the languages in our country, including Afrikaans. But if you use a particular language to discriminate against other peoples and not respect the rights of other peoples and languages, and especially even in public spaces. For instance, one of the reasons why the DA went to launch their 2024 election campaign, they are losing Afrikaner votes. They are losing them to Freedom Front Plus. They went to the office of Comrade Panyaza Lesufi to march there, to launch their campaign there, because they are opposed to the Bella bill. That bill says that it does not help our country, which has a shortage of skills, to continue to have our public schools offering three languages without actually increasing the number of content subjects. And therefore, it says that now we need to reduce those languages to two and then increase the number of contact subjects such as science, maths, accounting, economics. Those are the subjects that are demands of industry. They went there because they saw that as an attack on the language. It can be. That will not happen at the expense of our country. That will not happen at the expense of building a capable developmental state with the people who have been skilled, equipped with proper tools so that they are able to meet the job market. And that's why they stood up and said, if you are saying you want to increase content subjects, it means you are attacking Afrikaans as a language. We reject that. And that's why our chairperson is not going to apologize for that.
So what happens now? AfriForum is threatening legal action. Is the ball in their court? Would you be willing then to defend that if it comes to court action?
It is no longer a matter of Comrade Lesufi. It's a matter of the ANC. We will defend it. We are not going to be threatened by them. They are not going to threaten him. They've been threatening him with lawsuits. They've been threatening him with all these sort of things. We are not going to be afraid of that. We'll meet them in court. We are going to defend everything we fought for, the rights of all South Africans to be able to actually have freedom of speech. But also, we are going to use that court case, if it comes, to prove a point that these organizations are racist, and we're going to expose them for what they are.
Sakho, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you very much. Thank you, and for your radio station. Thank you.
That spokesperson for the ANC in Gauteng, Lesego Magobela.